The good news according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Luke 14, verses 16 to 30. As you know, those words that are printed in bold, we will read together. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has appointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote to me this proverb, 'Physician, heal yourself. What have heard you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well.'" And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his hometown. But in truth I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over all the land. And Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Well, just a few minutes earlier here, Kevin read from the Old Testament book of Nehemiah, chapter 8. After 70 years of living in exile in Babylon, a remnant of the Jewish people were allowed to return to Jerusalem. This was a highly, highly emotional homecoming. 70 years earlier, they'd been conquered by the Babylonians and exiled. God allowed it due to their own faithlessness and immorality and pride. They didn't keep God's law. But this time would be different. They were sure. As the people gathered around Ezra the priest, finally home in Jerusalem, Ezra read God's law. Everyone was there, everyone old enough to understand. And as Ezra blessed the Lord, all the people responding to Ezra's reading of God's law, all the people answered, "Amen, amen," lifting up their hands. And then they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces on the ground, and they wept. Every single person there was confident in themselves that unlike all the generations preceding them, they would keep God's law. They didn't. Flash forward 470 years. Jesus and his disciples have just entered the synagogue in Nazareth, the town where Jesus grew up. The people there had heard about the miraculous healings Jesus had performed in nearby Capernaum, and they were excited about what he might do among them in Nazareth, his hometown. But suddenly, in response to comments Jesus made in the synagogue, the mood soured and the crowd turned on him. In fact, the people of Nazareth were so enraged that they rose up and marched Jesus to the edge of a cliff near town, where they planned to murder him by throwing him off the cliff. So what is it that Jesus said? Why were those in his hometown so angry? Here's a hint. The people of Nazareth were confident that they kept God's law. There's a sociologist and professor at Princeton University named Marcia Whitten, who tells the story of how she was relaxing at home on a Good Friday a number of years ago, and she was listening to Bach's St. Matthew's Passion, beautiful piece of classical music. She was sitting there listening to this when her daily mail was delivered. She opened the thickest envelope first. It was from a new local church that was launching in her neighborhood. In the promotional material that she received was this message: "Tired of boring sermons that don't relate to daily living? No hands, please. Then come to our church and hear practical, positive messages which uplift you each week. For example, how to feel good about yourself, how to overcome depression, how to have a full and successful life, how to handle your money without it handling you, the secrets of successful family living, how to overcome stress." Dr. Whitten does not describe herself as a Christian, but she recognized a stark contrast between the piece of music she was listening to and the piece of literature she received in the mail. She wrote this: "St. Matthew's Passion is a piece of music fed by a rich sense of God's majesty, holiness, and mercy toward a sinful and suffering creation. While the promotional literature I received from the church was optimistic, untroubled, and purely mundane, like any other advertisement for any other product, maybe diet pills or a new car." Here's how that relates to Jesus in Nazareth. The people of Nazareth were excited about Jesus' presence, at least at first, because they'd heard about the miracles Jesus had performed in Capernaum. And they wanted a show. They wanted to see what Jesus could do for them. They looked at Jesus the same way we look at a new product or service, a diet pill, or a new car. "Do for us, Jesus, what you did in Capernaum." But that's not Jesus' mission. John the Baptist called Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus came to address our deepest issue, our alienation from God. And we're alienated from God because we're sinful. We're self-centered and rebellious toward God. But the people of Nazareth were unconcerned that they might be alienated from God. They were confident that they kept God's law. They had no sin problem as far as they could see. They saw themselves as law keepers who deserved God's goodness and favor. They were only interested in a God who helped them reach their goals. When Jesus stood up and read a portion of Isaiah 61 in the Nazareth synagogue, he identified himself as the Messiah. And then he pointed out that he was called to proclaim mercy to the poor, the captive, the blind, the oppressed, and the brokenhearted. But the proud law keepers of Nazareth didn't identify themselves as poor, captive, blind, oppressed, or brokenhearted. But Jesus kept talking and then said something to the people of Nazareth that really enraged them. He told them that in the days of famine, God chose to have mercy not on a law-keeping Israelite, but on a widow in the foreign city of Zarephath. And though no local lepers were healed at that time in Israel, God healed a hated Syrian, the leper Naaman. In other words, and this is the point I want to make, God's mercy is not set apart for the self-righteous, for those who fancy themselves as keepers of the law. Rather, God's mercy is extended to those who see themselves as the sinners they truly are. God's mercy and help is extended to the poor in spirit, who recognize their total dependence on God in all things, or those who are held captive by their own sins and cannot free themselves, or the blind who are unable to see their way out of their situations, and the oppressed and the brokenhearted who long for a fresh start and a new day. Those are the people who in their desperation cry out to God, seeking forgiveness from God and reconciliation with God. And those are the people who receive God's mercy and forgiveness and reconciliation. Every time. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us not to be blind. Help us not to be consumers when it comes to you, but seek what is valuable instead of what is worthless, to seek reconciliation and forgiveness and acceptance from you. Help us to treasure those things that you have come to give us. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Speak and heal our mortal blindness. death we are our healer be.
Thank you.
Use our tongues to tell your kindness. Be our word in pity spoken. Heal the world by sin now broken. Word that speaks God's tender love. One with God beyond all telling. Word that sends us from above. God the Spirit with us dwelling. Word of truth to all truth lead us. Word of life with one bread feed us.
Please rise and join me as we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in one God, Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate, crucified, died, and buried. He ascended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated as we gather tithes and offerings to the Lord's work. Thank you. I was waiting for the choir to be seated to ask everyone to rise, but it didn't work this time. It worked at the 8 o'clock service. Please rise. Thank you. Thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One, give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, His Son, give thanks with grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks, He's given. Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks. We give thanks. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and compassion and forgiveness that you extend to us without constraint. Lord, we thank you for your great love for us, and we ask that you would help us to love you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love each other and all our neighbors as ourselves. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, this morning we thank you for those among us who work and volunteer in so many different ways. And there's many, many of us here who volunteer and do a variety of things. And this morning I would like to thank you particularly for those who sing in and direct the choir. Lord, we thank you for their willingness to give their time and their talents to all the rest of us. We thank you that you have put people among us who are willing to do that. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Heavenly Father, we also thank you and dedicate this morning a new instrument, a new percussion instrument that John is playing, and we thank you for that, and even more, we thank you for John and his dedication to our music, as well as all the other things that John does here at Christ the Vine. We thank you for him. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we also ask that you intervene in our world with mercy and hope and compassion. Lord, we pray for those shooting victims in Canada. Lord, we ask that you be with those families and that you give them what they need at this horrible point in their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we also pray for those who are affected by the difficult weather on the East Coast. Lord, and we pray for any who may be trapped and whose lives may be endangered. Lord, we ask that you have mercy on them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we also pray for those who are ill and those who are recovering from surgery. And Lord, we ask that you continue to heal and have mercy on those who find themselves in that situation. Lord, we pray for Jerry Davis and ask that you continue to heal Jerry following a fibrillation episode. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we also pray for Pauline, a friend of the Staffords, who is donating a kidney to her friend on Monday. Lord, we ask that you would bless the surgery and the recovery of both donor and recipient. Lord, we thank you for Pauline, who is willing to do this. And Lord, we ask that it be a successful transplant. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we also pray for Roger's mom who fell and has two fractures. Lord, please heal Roger's mom. Lord, please be with her and comfort her. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we also pray this morning for Joanne Nellermo's niece, who is having a difficult pregnancy and is in St. Vincent's neonatal unit at 27 weeks. So Lord, please be with her. And we ask that you keep her safe and that you keep her baby safe. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we also pray for our troubled world. We pray especially for this young man who has been taken into custody in North Korea. And Lord, we ask that you would secure his freedom. Lord, we also pray for all of those affected by the many wars and battles going on in the Middle East. We pray especially for those in Syria who are pouring out of that country. Lord, we ask that you provide for them. Lord, we pray especially for those who name the name of Christ, those who recognize you as their Savior. Lord, please be with those who are caught up in the violence there in the Middle East. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Lord, we thank you that we can be confident that you hear us and that you respond to us. And we thank you for your great love and compassion and mercy toward us at all times. And we conclude our prayers by praying the words you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, you have poured upon us the new light of your incarnate word. Grant that this light, enkindled in our hearts, may shine forth in our lives through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Live in the light, shine with the